Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We thank God for you tuning in on this evening. And at this time, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves before you and we give you thanks. Lord, we bless your holy name. We call upon you right now, asking you, Lord Jesus, to stop by and make your holy visitation. Oh, Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand and touch each and every one right now who is listening, oh, God, and we ask for a special blessing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for healing and for deliverance. Oh, God, we ask for strength. We ask you, Lord, God, to bless us tonight with the blessings that we stand in need of. Lord, we ask that you will bless this radio broadcast, and that you will bless every hearer tonight, Lord. Send forth your word, God, and let your word have free course. Lord, help us to hear when you speak unto us. And Lord, help us to do your will in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those who are on the prayer list,
yes,
by one and name by name, asking that you will bless them tonight, God, you will move upon them, Lord Jesus, that you will raise them up, O God, and deliver them from their affliction and from their sickness or disease or whatever it is that plagues them, Lord. Make them ever with whole. In the name of Jesus,
we believe
you, Lord God, and we're taking you at your word, not our will, but let your holy will be done. Lord, we believe you right now, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your grace, oh God. Thank you. For hearing our prayers, Lord, we thank you for manifesting yourself, Lord Jesus, for making yourself known to those who don't know you. Oh, God, we thank you for the saving of souls. Oh, Lord, we praise your holy name for what you've already done. We thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing while we're praying this prayer. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance. For what you're about to do. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that you will continue to bless us in the name of Jesus. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for prayer and for his touch. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And for those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise the Lord. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, which is in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our vice president and Southern District Overseer. He is the pastor of Victory Temple Church of God in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for our leaders. We thank God for our church family. And we thank God for all his people. And now at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture by Evangelist Khadijah Hameen, who is also on the line with us. And also joining us tonight is Evangelist Maybelle Edmond of the Christian Temple Church of God in Camden, New Jersey. She is also on the line with us as well. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have the opening scripture, and then following the opening scripture, we'll have our announcements all by Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Khadijah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you both. And God bless you. The opening scripture is going to be taken from the 132nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 132nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let the priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, that I shall teach them their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision, I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud, I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Thank God for the reading of his word. The 132nd number psalm, the first throughout the 18 verses throughout its entirety. And the announcements. To hear tonight's message again, or this service, this broadcast, or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title I School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. And service Title I School is 1-O-N-A. And tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice Title I School. And for our prayer list, we have Reetha Turlington, Andres Crespo, Andrew Marshall, who is Pastor Marshall's brother, that the Lord would bring him back, Arnold Bird, Geraldine Taylor, Maritha Setti, Sarah Ann Maddox, and the bereaved Walker family, Mr. Angela Setti Sr., Carmen Setti, Julie Dixon, Michaela Cohen and family, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Olive family, Bertha Panada, Frank Carino, Cassie Colliers, Robert Berry, Sam Anderson, Mr. Troy Johnson, Elder Jerry Caldwell family, Mr. Wade, Celeste Tall, and myself, Khadija Hameen. And I just want to say that the Lord, he granted the petition that I asked of him. The reason that I put my name on the prayer list, the Lord began to grant that petition. But I'm going to leave my name on the prayer list, that the Lord will continue to heal my body. And I'm going to, those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Khadija. Thank God for the opening scripture that she read. Praise the Lord. I can say with truth, the word of God is so filled with many, many promises. Hallelujah. The Lord, he always remembers. He never forgets. Oh, whatever he promised, he will do. It's just up to us to keep his commandments. Amen. To obey him. And to keep his covenant and his testimony. Praise the Lord, because the Lord, he teaches us his word. And if we keep his word, God will never, ever go back on his promise. Hallelujah. Amen. But he will fulfill it. And we just thank God for his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist Maybell being on the broadcast with us tonight. So we're going to hear from her, hear some words from her at this time. Evangelist Maybell, God bless
Amen.
You.
Praise the Lord. I tell you the truth. I feel like praising God. The scripture she just read.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Shout for joy. And
Hallelujah.
That's what I feel like doing tonight. I say the Lord, he is worthy.
Glory.
He's been good to us. We have to open up. Glory to God. And
thank you,
God
Jesus.
His way.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Holy glory. Thank you. Let me the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank him. God has been good to us.
Thank
he has answered prayer. He has granted us.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. That's what we've been praying for.
Yes, Lord.
That the Lord will heal, that the Lord will deliver.
Thank you,
that God will bless and make a way. And God is doing just that.
Amen.
Lord, thank
for
you,
Lord.
The testimony that I received on the other day. For the soul, how the Lord touched them.
Tell
how
it.
They went through the surgery.
Thank
but my God began to touch them. Yes. Hallelujah. And they was able to get up and go for. I tell you, that's what we've been praying for. The Lord is so good and he's so worthy. And that's why I have to praise him and let the Lord have his way.
Amen.
He's been so good to us. He didn't have to do it, but he's been good and merciful. And I thank him for his mercy. Glory to God. I just thank God for all things.
Hallelujah.
That was read for the opening prayer. And we continue to pray for the souls of men who are listed on that prayer list.
Yes.
And not only them, but to everyone that would desire to have prayer.
Amen.
And desire a blessing of the Lord. We are yet praying for you. God bless you. And I thank God for this opportunity. At this time, this broadcast is turned over to Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, the Lord, I can feel the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because
thank you,
God
Jesus.
Is
thank
doing
you,
what we're asking him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Jesus. The testimonies. We can hear the wondrous works of God, and that gives me great joy.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord, and I'm rejoicing right now for what God is doing. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged by what the great God is doing. I am encouraged. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's just encouraging to know that God is hearing our prayers and he's answering. He's moving.
Yes.
He's making ways. He's healing people. He's raising people up.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
He's
doing wondrous work. And I tell you, we ought to praise God. We ought to lift him up. We ought to give him the glory because all of it belongs to him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We asked the Lord, and he heard. Oh, thank you, Lord. And he answered. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe he answered before we even asked him, because he knew what his needs were. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to God. So if you still have something that you're waiting on God to do, don't give up.
Amen.
But keep the faith and keep holding on. Amen. Keep looking to the Lord until he moves. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just thank God because I know of a truth that God is real. Amen.
Yes, he is.
And he is healing. He's saving souls. He's encouraging. He's lifting heavy burdens. Amen.
Amen.
He's working things out. He's moving
Lord.
By his power. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
so
you.
I just give him the glory and all the honor because it all belongs to him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm just thankful to the Lord. Thank God for this broadcast and how the Lord is blessing so greatly. Praise the Lord. So happy to hear what God has already done.
Amen.
But he's not through yet. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
There is more to come. Praise to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for you, amen, and for your love, your support, and how you keep on holding on to your faith, and how you keep on believing God, and God is just proving himself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we are thankful. We thank the Lord. I'm excited. I'm just overjoyed. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just praising him. Oh, and I can't help it. Hallelujah. Because he is doing these things. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's
Lord.
Moving. He's Amen. Answering. Oh, glory to God. Those who are on the prayer list. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
when
Jesus.
We call on the Lord and we present these names on the prayer list before him, oh, he looks down at every name.
Yes.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
And each person who is represented by that name on the prayer list, he's looking down on them too. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And he's blessing those as well. Oh, and I thank the Lord. I thank him. Praise be to God.
Lord.
So at this time, we're going to get ready and go to the word of God. Praise the Lord. And if you will, put your minds on the Lord and prepare your heart to receive a word from the Lord. Praise be to God. And this message that you'll be listening to tonight is a message that I preached on Monday night on the Prayer News Network. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to just tune in to the Prayer News Network, and this is what you'll be hearing, a recorded message from Monday night. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
So we thank God on tonight, amen, for God's messenger on tonight, people of God, amen. Jesus, she, of course, is no stranger to us. We thank the Lord for her again, amen, Jesus, for fulfilling herself. Amen. Glory to God, we're going back to Baltimore, Maryland tonight. Amen. Going back to Baltimore, Maryland on tonight. Glory to God, by way of Holy Temple Church of God. Amen. Jesus, there in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. We're blessing the Lord. Amen. Tonight. Amen. As I've always said, she's my fellow laborer. Amen. Jesus, in the radio. Amen. In the radio industry. And we bless God for her on tonight. People of God, we want you to prepare your heart and prepare your minds now to receive Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God is worthy to be praised. And indeed, it is a blessing to be back on the Prayer News Network Global one more time. By the grace of God, we are here. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer, because I know that prayer works all the time. Hallelujah. There has never been a time when prayer did not work. Amen. Prayer will not fail. Amen. Praise God. I'm so grateful. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for each and every one who is listening in. Amen. It's a blessing for us to be here by the grace of God. Once again, I just thank God for the Prayer News Network, for the woman of God. Amen. For all those who assist her, the advisors, and everyone who is supporting this great ministry. We thank God for you. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and have a brief word of prayer before we go into the scriptures. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now. We humble ourselves, asking you for mercy and for grace. And Lord, while we're praying this prayer, we ask that you will search our hearts. And whatever you're not pleased with, Lord, forgive us, oh God, and take it away from us. And Lord, help us to hear your voice when you speak unto us. Send your word, Lord, and let your word have free course. Not our will, but let your holy will be done. And Lord, we pray right now that you will minister to every listener the things that they stand in need of. Praying that you will provide for them, oh God, spiritually, naturally, emotionally, financially, however, whatever the need is, oh Lord, we believe you right now, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Surely the Lord, he is worthy to be praised. Amen. It's a blessing for us to come back here once again and just listening to the continuation each night. Praise the Lord, almost been a whole year, and what a blessing it is indeed, because somebody somewhere needs this ministry on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. So I am so grateful, and I thank the Lord for what he has done. And at this time, let us turn our minds toward the Word of God. And I would like to leave a few verses of Scripture
And those are St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 13 through 20, and Isaiah 35, verses 3 through 10. Amen. And before we go into the scriptures, I would like to mention a subject for tonight, and that is, Lord, show us the way. Hallelujah. Lord, show us the way. And a theme to focus on while the scriptures are coming forth would be, open my spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 13 reads, enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Going over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, beginning with verse 3. And the Bible reads, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with his recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and crying shall flee away. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And as I often say, the Word of God is filled with spiritual nutrients. It is filled with all the blessings that we ever need. Hallelujah. For our soul, for our mind, even our natural being. We can find everything we need in the Word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I believe that the Lord began to speak
in St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, and he's telling those who are listening to enter in at the straight gate. Hallelujah. Straight is not spelled like S-T-R-A-I-G-H, but this straight is S-T-R-A-I-G, meaning limited spatial capacity, narrow or cramped. Hallelujah. So in other words, this is narrow. So he's saying, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Praise the Lord. There are a lot of people who are on the broad way. You can find some of everything on the broad way, because that way everything goes. Anything goes. But on the straight and narrow way, this is very strict and limited. Hallelujah. There are not too many who will find this straight and narrow way. Glory to God. But Jesus declared, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Well, hallelujah. And he also said that, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. So Jesus, he is the way. As he explained in the 14th verse, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The way that leads to life, not too many will find that way. Hallelujah. And he warned us to beware of false prophets. Many false prophets have risen and have already deceived many. Glory to God. Telling them falsehood. Amen. Telling them that, oh, you don't have to do all of this, and this is not required. But the Lord is requiring us to enter in at the straight gate, hallelujah, the narrow way, oh, praise God, not going along with the things of the world or becoming confined or rather conformed to this world. Oh, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Praise the Lord. The false prophets come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They don't mean you any good whatsoever. And Jesus gave us the knowledge right here in the scriptures to recognize when we see a, he said here, ye shall know them by their fruit. And he asked this question, do men gather grapes of thorns? You won't find grapes among thorns. You won't find figs of thistles. Oh, then a false prophet in sheep's clothing is out to deceive the people of God. And the one that's behind it all is Satan. He is leading these false lies and deceive the people. Glory to God. But we can look to the Lord and ask the Lord to show us the way. Amen. We ought not to believe every spirit, but try the spirit by the word. Amen. Recognize what they are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Know them watch the kind of life they live. Amen. Because many of them are perfecting and not possessing. Jesus said in the 18th verse, the rest of the 17th verse, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. When you look orange tree, and if the tree could talk and tell you I'm an apple tree, but you're looking at oranges on the tree, that tree can say all it wants about what it is, but you can see by the fruit that it bears, it is an apple tree. You're not being judgmental, but this is something you can actually see. So it is with those who are professing Christ, amen, and the fruit that they are producing are evil, then you know that they are not what they say they are.
Amen.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. And so we move on over to Isaiah, the 35th chapter, verse 3. I believe that this scripture is very encouraging to the people of God, because we deal with so many things, amen. We look at our future sometimes and it looks kind of grim. It looks like there's just no way we can keep on going on. In this third verse, the prophet began to prophesy, saying, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Amen. Strengthen the weak hands. This is something we as ministers of the gospel, we as believers of the word of God, we need to come together and strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Amen. Confirm in this sense is to uphold. Glory to God, because the feebleness is lacking in strength, especially as a result of age or illness. And in spiritual terms, amen, being beat down by the devil, hallelujah, being confronted and attacked by the enemy. So let us strengthen the weak hands. In other words, let's uphold one another in prayer. Praise the Lord. Support one another. Confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come at with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry. Glory to God. When we look and we cannot see the way, we can say, Lord, show me the way. Hallelujah. And he will show us the way. Lord, glory to God. And going on saying that then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The things that God will do for his people, he will not withhold any good thing from us. But we have to believe him and we have to trust him. We are walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. And we need to trust the Lord to take us by the hand and show us the way we ought to go. Praise the Lord. Somebody might be wondering, well, I just don't know how to do the Lord's will.
I don't know what to do. Many of us are in the same position where we are faced with things and we don't know what to do about it. But the Lord will show us the way. Hallelujah. He says that the lame man shall leap as an hart, glory, and the tongue of the dumb is going to sing, or in the wilderness the waters break out and streams in the desert. God can do everything. There's nothing too hard for him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. There's no situation that he cannot deliver us from. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's no sickness that he cannot heal. Oh, glory be to God. If you are in a dry desert and the ground is scorched, hallelujah, God can bring about rains and water that sparks ground, amen, until it becomes a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. He can bring springs of water just by speaking the word. Hallelujah. He will bring it into existence. You might look and it's not there. It doesn't exist. But God can speak the word and it will appear. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. A way will appear because God speaks it. Amen. God can do everything. And the eighth verse says, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. On the highway, you have everything on the highway. Anything on the highway. But this way is like a road or a track, a path, a street for traveling along. It's different from the highway. And as it's described here by the prophet Isaiah, he says here, a highway shall be there, that's the broad way, and a way, that's the straight and narrow way. And that way shall be called the way of holiness. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. The unclean shall not pass over it. Why? Because it is the way of holiness. It's the way of God. God is a holy God, and he will have holy children. But it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, those who shall not err therein. Wayfaring men. A wayfarer is a person who travels on foot. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. It shall be for those. And then the ninth verse says, no lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed. Well, thank you, Lord. Shall walk there. The wayfaring men shall walk there. The term men is universal, meaning male and female. So walk there, hallelujah, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. Well, thank you, Jesus. They shall obtain joy and gladness and sorrow. And signs will lead away. It's going to leave us. Why? Because I believe Revelation 21 and 4 says that God will wipe all tears from their eyes. Amen. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow, nor crying, neither
shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have every right, glory to God, to obtain joy and gladness, because the sorrow and the sighing shall flee away, is going to run away from us. The Lord is going to take it away from us. Praise be to God. So let us obey the word of God when Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate. Don't worry about who's on the Broadway, who's on the highway, who's going this way or that way, but you enter in at the straight gate. Why? Because it leads unto life, and that is everlasting life. Glory be to God. Only a few are going to find it. People don't like strictness. They don't like the narrow. They don't like the limited. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But we got to take off all of these things if we want to make it into the kingdom of the Lord. And asking the Lord to show you the way. Be prepared to shed off some things. Be prepared to leave some things behind. Be prepared to go in a way where others don't want to follow. Hallelujah. Because where he leads us, if we're not willing to follow, we won't make it. Glory to God. People do sing that song that where he leads me, I will follow. But do they really mean it in their heart when they start down the straight and narrow way? Many will give up and fall by the wayside. They'll take a detour and jump on the highway. Why? Because it's not as limited. It's not as strict. Hallelujah. They can do anything they want to do and still say that they're on their way to heaven anyhow. Praise be to God, but not so. We need to ask the Lord to show us the way. We need the Lord to open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears so that we can see what he is showing us. We can hear what he is saying to us. Many times we are going along and we somehow another end up taking a detour or taking an exit that we didn't intend to take. Praise the Lord. But God has a way of getting us back on track. Glory to God. So we need to call out to the Lord and say, Lord, show me the way. Because indeed the enemy might be standing in your path while you're traveling of a straight day. Amen. And he might have these bright detour signs and arrows pointing to another way, but don't listen to those false prophets steering you away from where God wants you to go. Amen. But you look to the Lord and you ask the Lord to show you the way. Amen. And he will do just that. Praise the Lord. Sometimes people, by no fault of their own, fall victim to false teachings and deceitfulness. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Jesus surely declared that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. His word is true. Amen. His word is right. His word is so right. Glory to God that you will know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. It didn't say set you free. He said the truth shall make you free. Oh, glory be to God. And you shall be free, because if the Son indeed have made you free, he said, you shall be free indeed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his word. His word is so precious. Amen. There's so much the word of God. the Lord, he gives us the instructions that we need. Amen. He warns us of things around us and things to look out for. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us be aware of our surroundings. Let's be careful what and who we listen to, because sometimes they may appear as an angel of light. And that's just how the enemy will creep up and creep in. But we cannot allow that. Amen. We must keep our trust in the Lord, and we must look to him to show us the way. Amen. I heard the evangelist praying that she was rebuking the spirit of confusion, because people are confused. Amen. And they're subject to fall under these teachings, these false doctrines. Amen. Doctrines of devils and all. Praise the Lord. Because of the confusion in their mind, don't know what to believe, don't know which way to go, where to turn. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Lord, show us the way. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. So don't allow this to happen to you. Sometimes you just have to be careful and not listen to all kinds of people on the internet, on YouTube, here and there. Don't listen to all of these doctrines, because that's how the enemy slips in. Praise the Lord. Why did Jesus warn, saying, beware of false prophets, which come to you? They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. They are ready to devour you. Oh, hallelujah. But you be watchful and ask the Lord to show you the way. He'll open your eyes and your ears, glory to God, and put you on high alert. Glory, hallelujah. When you hear his voice, you will recognize it is the voice of the Lord calling you, amen, leading you and guiding you. It is the voice of the Lord teaching you what his commandments are and what he requires of you, what his will is for your life. The Lord God is not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. The Lord will come and save you. Oh, hallelujah. And he will offer a recompense. In other words, a pay, a payment or reward. Praise be to God. If you're faithful, if you keep the faith, the Lord will give you that recompense. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll come with vengeance, that punishment that he'll inflict on your enemy. Amen. I heard my daughter tell me about a woman who went in her backyard to try to burn a Bible. And when she set fire to the Bible, the fire jumped onto her house and her neighbor's house. And we were just talking about how God is a consuming fire. Oh, praise the Lord. And she didn't know what she was doing. Glory to God. You cannot mess with God's people. And this is God's word, his written word that she tried to destroy. But God let her know that he is a consuming fire, and jumped on her house and the neighbor's house. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for the word of God. I thank God for each one of you and for your patience. And at this time, maybe there is someone who's been just fumbling around in the dark and not sure which way to go, which way to turn, what to do. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God is reaching out to you to show you the way. He's reaching out to you right now to open your spiritual eyes and your spiritual ears so that you will know the way. Amen. You might have been going
that you're going the right way. But now you realize that you don't know which way you're going. Praise the Lord. But God will give you that assurance. You won't have any doubt and you won't wonder where you're going. I know sometimes when we're traveling, we get a little turned around and we end up going the wrong way. We should be going north and we end up going south. Hallelujah. It can happen. Praise the Lord. But the Lord knows how to turn us around and point us in the direction he will have us to go. Praise the Lord. If there's anyone at this time who would like to give your life to Jesus, who would like to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, anyone who's listening right now, I want you to know that Jesus is standing with his hands outstretched, inviting you to come and receive him as your personal Savior. He wants to save you out of whatever you're in, any trouble or problem, evil. However, he will save you. Hallelujah. Your soul is so important. He will save your soul. Glory to God. And he will deliver you from any habit that you are not able to break. Praise be to God. Jesus loves you, and he wants to save your soul. He wants to come into your heart and dwell there. He wants to live inside of you, and he wants to use you for his glory.
Man, at this time, put your minds on the Lord, and we're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would lead us to the throne of grace.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come to you humbly. Oh, my God, we submit ourselves to thy will, and we realize that we must be found in the word of God. Oh, my God, I pray that you look upon us. Your word has come, Lord. Help us to receive your word, Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you look upon the soul, the men, those who are listening, those who are on this broadcast. We want you to touch right now, Lord. We know you're able to deliver. You're able to save to the utmost, Lord. You're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to take you at your word. Give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints.
Yes,
somebody to believe your word, oh, Lord, to receive your word, Jesus. Ooh. We know you're able to deliver, Lord. Save to the utmost, Lord. That person, Lord, that is desiring to be saved.
Yes.
We pray that you have mercy upon their soul. Save, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Send on deliverance, Jesus. Move in a miraculous way, Lord. Touch and bless, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Heal the souls of men. Somebody need healing for their soul, for their body, Lord, and for the mind, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. You're a mind regulator. You're a healer, Jesus. You're a deliverer, Jesus. Come to the rescue, Lord. Move, Jesus, while we're praying, Lord. While we're waiting, Lord. Oh, my God, touch, Lord. Move, Lord, with a strong arm, Lord. Take control, oh, Lord. Touch, oh, right now. Touch the mind, oh, Lord. Change the mind, oh, Lord. Change the heart, Jesus. From a heart of flesh. Help them, Jesus, to seek your faith, to call upon your name, to draw nigh unto you, that you may fill with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, hold your people, Lord, throughout the world, Lord. Touch your people, the strength of God,
Touch them, oh Lord. Give them strength, oh Lord. Help them to get through, Lord. Their test and trial, their tribulation, their afflictions, oh Lord. Help them to press, Lord. Do you able, Lord? We know the power's in your hand, Lord. All power's in thy hand. Thou art a strong deliverer. In the name of Jesus, move, Jesus. Ooh. We need you to move, Lord. Move, Jesus. Move in a mighty way, Lord. We're waiting, Lord.
Waiting.
Hear our prayer, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. That's why we're waiting. While we're calling on you, Lord. Jesus.
Glory to your name. Done so many things
Amen. And I cannot tell it all. But I can tell some, but all of it, I won't even have time to get it all out. Praise the Lord. But I just thank him for what he continues to do. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this broadcast. Once again, we just thank God for you and for your love and your support. And it's just such a blessing to hear the wondrous works of the Lord. Praise God. So whoever the Lord is blessing, I just want to encourage you to continue to tell what God has done for you. And the more you tell, the more God will give you to tell. Hallelujah. Tell it to the glory and honor of God. Just let God have his way. Amen.
There's
no telling what God will do. Hallelujah. If you make known his deeds among the people. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for my daughter and how the Lord blessed her.
Yes,
praise the Lord and how he granted her petition. Amen.
Yes.
And how he touched her body. Oh,
yes.
Praise the Lord. I thank him. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you.
Be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I know that God did it. He
Amen.
Did it all.
It was him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for that testimony that Evangelist made mention of the woman who God blessed so greatly.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord. I
yes.
feel God moving right now. Oh, thank
Lord,
you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise
to Jesus. Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes,
way,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. God is making himself known to many who didn't know him like this.
Right.
Glory to God. But they're getting to know him in a better way. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
They're getting to know that he is a healer. Praise be to God. They're
yes,
getting
Lord.
To know things about God that they never knew before. Praise
Amen.
The Lord, and I'm glad about it. I'm
Amen.
Happy about it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So be encouraged. Take the word of God in, apply it to your life. Amen. And we look forward to coming back with the broadcast, broadcasting live on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Praise
yes.
the Lord. We're looking forward to that. And I don't know, maybe somebody out there tonight who's listening would like to give their testimony on one of our broadcasts. If you desire to do that, I would encourage you to send a text to 410-209-7503.
Yes.
Again, that number is 410-209-7503 if you desire to give your testimony on the broadcast.
Amen.
Send us a text and we will gladly bring you on so that you can tell what God has done for you. Hallelujah. What I have learned, I don't know about anyone else, but when God has done something for me, I can't keep it to myself.
All right.
I have to tell somebody.
Yes.
Right. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's just too great. It's too wonderful. I can't keep it in. I can't hide it. Oh, glory to God. But I have to share. I have to tell
yes.
somebody what the Lord
that.
Has done for me. Oh, praise be to God. And the more I tell what he's done, the more he keeps on blessing.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. I'm not trying to hold anything back, but Amen. I'm letting you know just how good God is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now I'll say it again. The Lord, he brought me through COVID, and he's been healing me. Praise
yes.
the Lord. He's a healer.
Thank you.
Glory, glory. He is my healer. And I'm so glad he is my God who healed my body. Oh, and I thank him. He healed my grandchildren. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God is moving. He's moving by his spirit. So we welcome you to try God in a better way. Amen?
Yes, amen.
By telling what the Lord has done for you. We welcome you. Send us a text and we will arrange for you to tell your testimony to the glory and honor of God.
Yes,
once
yes.
again, that number is 410-209-7503. And before we bring the broadcast to a close, I just wanted to ask Evangelist Khadija, do you have anything else you would like to say?
Well, I just, you know, thank God for that word. Saying, Lord, show us the way and open my spiritual eyes. And it was a very inspiring message. And like you said, you know, people, they don't like straightness, the narrow, but they don't understand that how rewarding the life is. They think that they're being restricted, but they're being kept from hell, basically. It's a very rewarding life. And not only in this life, but in the next life as well. Thank God for that prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. And like you know, begin to say, for myself, I'm grateful. I know that God is truly a healer, and He's a prayer answering God. I tell you, I don't want to take up time or anything like that, but I'm just grateful of what the Lord did in my life. You know, when I began to, I had an exam that I was to take on Tuesday, and it was 200 questions, and they say that it's about 60% of people who take the exam, they fail the exam. It has a very high fail rate. And I said, I'm going to study on Saturday, and I'm going to be ready for it, and try to look up to the time to study. But the devil began to afflict my body. On Saturday morning at 1:30 p.m. And I tell you, I've never felt such pain in my life. And I begin to think about different things and, how I had to take this exam and how I was going through these things. And I begin to just trust the Lord. And he proved to me that his strength is made perfect in weakness. And I said, I could not. It wasn't me that took that exam. The Lord took that exam, and he allowed me to pass it. And that was my petition, because it was a very expensive. And it was for my licensure. And I began to ask the Lord, Lord, if you give it to me, I'll use it for your glory. And it seemed like when I began to pray, that's just things started to happen. But He began to prove himself to me, and I just began to trust him. And, some pain and everything, but God showed me that he's bigger than these things, and he can. I mean, little things, and that was something small. That wasn't even something big, it was something so small, and he did it for me. That was my petition, and he granted my petition, and I believe that he's going to heal me. The doctor began to call me, my urologist, and he began to tell me to set up a surgical date when they want to do surgery on me. And, I was obedient. I set up the surgical date, but I don't intend to be there for surgery because I know that God is going to heal me. I believe it. And when he does, I'll be here to let you know I didn't have to go through surgery because God healed me. I believe it just like that. Thank you, Jesus. I believe God. He's a healer for both body and the soul. This is the reason that he was bruised. This is the reason why he was wounded, for our transgressions and so that he could heal us. And I believe him. Take him at his word. I just thank God for, like I said, for that word, for the prayer, for the testimony that Evangelist Maybell began to give about the woman. And because I know God, he as a healer, and I know he can do those things. I'm keeping my name on a prayer list, like I said, because I know God is going to heal me completely, and it's not going to take surgery. I'm believing God and trusting him, and I'm taking him at his word. Evangelist Hameen, you keep on preaching the word of God the way he gives it to you, have his way in your life. Evangelist Maybelle, you keep on doing the same thing too. And I love you all. Pray for me.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that glorious testimony. Praise be God. Evangelist May, do you have anything you would like to say before we close?
No. Just thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, Lord. We thank the Lord once again for blessing us. We do thank God for you. We want you to know that we love you and that we are praying for you. Praise the Lord. We are looking forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And in the meantime, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Let us continue in prayer. And let us take the word of God in and apply it to our own lives. Amen. And until then, may God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. And this concludes the broadcast for this evening. God bless you. We love you.
Amen.
God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
And God bless you, Evangelist Khadijah.
God bless you.